All right, everybody. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. 7 minutes of Saints. Today, we are giving you a bonus episode. No Andrew today. It's just me on a Monday morning. In today's episode, we are going to do the official Saints Happy Hour draft preview, where we do all the Saints Happy Hour draft day spotlights in one place. We did 6 of them, and everybody liked them so much. People were saying, where are they? Where can I find them? So we're going to play them all now, 6 of them, and I'm going to give a little intro for each one of them. So we'll start with the first one we did, Irv Smith Jr., of Notre Dame. Here is our Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight, Irv Smith. This week's Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight is Irv Smith Jr. of Alabama. The 6'2", 242-pound tight end potentially could carry on the grand tradition of his father, Irv Smith Sr., which was being a highly drafted tight end who disappoints Saints fans. Fun fact about Irv Smith Sr., his 3-cone drill score in 1993 was sadness, drops, and irrelevance. Irv Smith Jr. has serious questions about his short arms. One anonymous AFC scout said, and I quote, "He has the arms of a fucking T-Rex. He can't even get cereal from the top shelf in the grocery. Would you trust a guy who needs a step stool to get Lucky Charms? Bill Belichick stays away from fat MILFs and tight ends with short arms. That's how Super Bowl titles get won." Irv Smith Jr.'s final Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight score, 7.8, with a hint of Saints Draft Day legacy sadness. This has been the Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight. All right, that was Irv Smith Jr., our first profile. This is the next one that we have not done on the show yet, and we're going to give this to our patron listeners on a Monday morning as sort of a special with a couple other ones. But this one, Andy Isabella of UMass, we sent Andrew all the way to Massachusetts to get scouting insight and insider information on Isabella. And what he found talking to scouts was incredible, and it's well worth the money that you guys pay to allow us to get insider information and scouting reports like this nowhere else. Andy Isabella of UMass. Today's Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight is Andy Isabella of the University of Massachusetts. The small, fast, gritty, 5'8", 188-pound Isabella was literally born to be a New England Patriot. If the Saints want Isabella, General Manager Mickey Loomis may well have to enter the octagon and have a steel cage death match with Bill Belichick for the right to draft the UMass wide receiver. At Saints Happy Hour, in the famous words of Tony Montana,
"I got ears, Charlie. I hear things."
And one NFC North scout hears Belichick is going to scoop Isabella up.
"Hey, now listen to me. The only thing Bill Belichick loves more than mumbling at a press conference is getting massages with Patriots owner Bobby Kraft and drafting obscure midget white dudes, turning them into useful NFL players. He also loves dudes with chick last names. Don't forget they had Patricia coaching their defense. I'd bet my entire 401k fund Patriots draft Isabella round 3.
Andy Isabella's 4.3 speed combined with his 100 catch senior season give Isabella a The World Is Yours Saints Happy Hour Draft Day score of 7.7. This has been the Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight. So, wide receiver is a big need for the Saints, along with tight end. Do they need a slot receiver? Do they need another guy to pair with Michael Thomas? They added Jared Cook, of course. But we were looking at other wide receivers, too, because we think the Saints are going to go at a skill position. So the next guy we spotlighted was David Sills of West Virginia. And Andrew, went up to Morgantown, and scouts and people told Andrew stuff about David Sills that you aren't going to hear anywhere else. So we did that as well. Here's our Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight, David Sills of West Virginia. This week in the Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight is David Sills of West Virginia. The 6'4", 217-pound wide receiver potentially fills Saints fans' glaring need to buy the jersey of a gangly white dude. Sills could sell more Saints jerseys to middle-aged white guys than Jeremy Shockey circa 2009. Sills failed as a quarterback throwing passes, but hopes to thrive catching them in the NFL. His football IQ and temperament has been questioned by teams, but one NFC scout told Saints Happy Hour podcast that's not a concern.
All right, hey, listen, this has to be offered, okay? I don't want you naming me as a source, but listen, Sills partying and drinking in West Virginia is totally not a big deal. I love this kid. Have you ever been to Morgantown? That place is the worst. What the fuck else are you going to do? What are you going to do there besides party and pound natty life? The way I see it, burning a couch after a Mountaineer win shows he's a great leader, a great teammate. I mean, I want the kind of guys that burn couches after big wins in that god-awful town, okay? If you can burn a couch, you can burn a secondary, give me that guy.
Sills' potential for pyrotechnics on and off the field give him a Saints Happy Hour Draft Day on Fire score of 9.1. This has been the Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight. So up until this point, we had spotlighted guys that the Saints could potentially pick at 62 and later in the fifth and sixth rounds where they have picks. But we did some other spotlights on guys that the Saints might not be available at 62, but they could trade up to get. The first such guy was Cody Ford of Oklahoma. We sent Andrew to Norman, and Cody Ford can play guard. He can play tackle, but he is a unique specimen on the offensive line, and Andrew dug up some stuff on him that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Here's our spotlight, Cody Ford, offensive lineman, Oklahoma. This week's Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight is Cody Ford of Oklahoma. The 6'3", 329-pound lineman has the potential to disappoint Saints fans at guard and tackle. He is nasty and overpowering with strong blocking and body odor. One Big 12 opposing coach was impressed with Ford's dedication to the revolutionary no-bath power pyramid training method.
Hey man, listen. People think the no-bathing pyramid thing during football season is gross or maybe bullshit analytics. But I'm telling you, Ford smelled so bad, two of our defensive tackles passed out playing against him, and they needed smelling salts just to wake up. One of those two guys said he smelled so bad it was like a dead bird covered in sewer water that had a pack-a-day cigarette habit.
Ford's aroma of success give him a Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight score of 8.3. This has been the Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight. All right, so the final couple spotlights we did, the first one was me and Andrew wanted to find a guy that we knew I would butcher his name in a way that might be a felony and a crime against phonetics in general. So Andrew found Uga Amadi of Oregon. He plays safety. Is safety a need position for the Saints? Of course it's not, really. But you know what is needed? Me butchering a guy's name for 4 years for comedy on this show. So our next Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight is Uga Amadi of Oregon. Today's Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight is Uguchukwu Amadi of Oregon, the 5'10", 200-pound safety, has the chance to have his name mispronounced thousands of times by me over the next 4 years, and that alone makes his draft score 4 points higher. Amadi's deep fascination with reading books and watching movies worries one NFC North scout.
Listen, in general, it doesn't bother me if the kid watches a bunch of Netflix, but I saw his cue. Jesus fucking Christ. It's all documentaries and fancy-ass movies like The Wife. Too much thinking, if you ask me.
Amadi, sophisticated taste in movies means his Saints Happy Hour Draft Day score is a classy 7.6. This has been Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight. All right, so we got one more Draft Day Spotlight that we were able to do because of the extensive support that people are giving us in the podcast, and that's why I want to mention it. This episode is a bonus episode. It's free, so everybody gets to listen. But if you're not a patron and you're not on Patreon, support the show and pay $7 a month, and you get Saints podcast daily. All your podcast needs for the Saints daily are filled here. Ain't nobody else doing stuff that we're doing with the Saints Happy Hour. We got scouting reports for draft. I mean, we're giving you 6 spotlights on this, plus you get daily episodes of the Saints. I mean, who else is doing a draft preview of potential Saints picks, combining it with the Scarface theme and Tony Montana's sound bites? I mean, you're not getting that anywhere else. So $7 a month gets you your Saints daily podcast fix all year long, 5 days a week. It's beautiful. Do it. If you sign up by May 1st on Patreon at the $3.28 support level, you get a beer koozie that's unbelievable. It's scientifically proven to be the best beer koozie in the world. When Abraham Lincoln landed on the moon, the beer koozie that he used was the same technology that the beer koozie for the Saints Happy Hour. It's the same technology. It's that good. And we give it to you free if you become a patron on Patreon at the $3.28 level by May 1st. So do it. You get all of this 5 days a week. It's awesome. So this is our last draft spotlight. This is the guy that got our first ever perfect Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight score. It's Jalen Ferguson of Louisiana Tech, but he's really interesting. And when Andrew went to Ruston, he found out all kinds of stuff about Jalen Ferguson that nobody else has, just like all these other spotlights. People tell us things. They don't tell Mel Kiper. They don't tell McShay. They tell us because they feel comfortable, because Andrew doesn't have morals and scruples, and he will take people to strip clubs, give them drugs, cocaine, you name it, to get the information for our listeners. Like you, the people that support us at $7 a month, we care that much about, we don't want the bullshit, same old draft information that everybody has. We get you information nobody else has, and we're special because of it. So this is our last Draft Day Spotlight, Jalen Ferguson, Louisiana Tech. Today's Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight is Jalen Ferguson of Louisiana Tech. Saints fans' expectations for the 6'4", 271-pound defensive end Ferguson will be so high he could go to the Hall of Fame and still be disparaged as a failure. Ferguson can convert speed to power and once ate 37 Krispy Kreme donuts in a single sitting. One AFC scout gushed to Saints Happy Hour like a schoolgirl when talking about Ferguson.
I absolutely love this guy. He's almost too good to be true. He's like football Viagra. I was talking to Andy Reid, and he's as excited about this guy as he was about Taco Charlton. Granted, he did think that was the new Mexican restaurant about to open.
Jalen Ferguson's YouTube highlights will make you need a cigarette and a nap. Ferguson gets the first ever perfect Saints Happy Hour Draft Day score of 11.6. This has been the Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlight. All right, so that wraps up the six Saints Happy Hour Draft Day Spotlights of players that we think the Saints could pick or that we'd like them to pick or we don't want them to pick. So that's what you get when you become a supporter of Saints Happy Hour and you get our patron-only content 5 days a week. This is the kind of stuff we deliver, the quality. So you should do it. You should join. It's a perfect time to join as the draft is this week. So sign up. Become a member by May 1st at the $3.28 level and above. And you get the beer koozie that Abraham Lincoln used when he landed on the moon. For the guys who aren't here, this is just me doing it solo. We'll see you tonight on the big show. And talk to you then.